everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my feud with AI actress Tilly Norwood, the anatomically correct Henry Cavill doll, the not anatomically correct Tina Turner statue, and what I hated about the Lovely Bones, plus a Pokemon Go update. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
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 Hey.
Let me start by just saying.
Here we go.
There have been dogs barking in my hallway this morning, so if you hear a little rough, rough bark, bark, just know it's the neighbor's dog.
Is that code for the neighbor has his feet out in the hallway?
What does that mean, feet?
Yeah, his dogs, they're barking.
Oh, his dogs are barking. I hate stinky feet. Well, I hate when people say my dogs. Is dogs barking mean stinky feet or like sore feet? Or
tired,
both?
Tired, sore, constrained from the shoe like a ballet slipper, you know, like my dogs are barking. They're like yelping for helping. If your feet stink, no, your dogs are not barking. What would they be doing? Your dogs are stinky.
Your dog's been playing in the mud.
That ain't
mud in your bed.
That ain't mud between my toes.
What could it be?
Shit, like you're tap dancing on shit. I don't know. That ain't mud. You ever tap danced?
I see.
You ever tap danced?
In poop?
No, just, what? No, don't be sickening, no.
Somebody once when we were kids we were playing truth or dare, it was somebody, the neighbor dared me to step in dog poop barefoot. I did it.
Okay, well, you know what, the good thing about the human body,
but
let me tell you,
but you know what, I didn't go, I just need to clarify, I didn't go smushy gushy between the toes. I went like middle of the foot toward the heel.
Shit on soul,
mama. I was not going all pigs in a blanket.
Okay. Well, the good news about the human body is that it is waterproof. Shit's not getting in. Well, I don't know if it's waterproof. Dang. It's water resistant. But like, if you step on poop, it doesn't get absorbed by your human form. That's really great. I love that we did that.
We could be a little more gloopy.
You want to be more
gloopy. Imagine if we just, pulled a little bit in of everything we touched.
No, that would be bad.
Is this how they say your tongue knows what everything feels like?
No. Yes.
You know, like if you look at your wallpaper, you know what that would feel like on your tongue without even licking it.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. The tongue knows, mama.
Yeah, the tongue knows. Well, okay. Cool.
So what here are we doing today? What are we all getting up to?
Well, you know what? I watched this film. No spoilers, but have you seen the movie Lovely Bones?
Film? Listen, I have not seen The Lovely Bones. I know it's a book. I know it involves a murder.
I could tell it was a book because the movie, they were trying things, and I was like, this feels like they had a book and they tried to make it into a movie.
Isn't it like, is it Stanley Tucci?
Bald man knows it's what to do with the coochie.
Mark Wahlberg, right?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg is there, yes.
Mark Wahlberg plays a cop. Stanley Tucci might have killed somebody.
No, I don't think Stanley Tucci. Maybe is
who
that
is
Stanley
that
Tucci?
Man?
I don't know, but the movie really pissed me off. Okay, it PMO'd. You want to know why?
Stanley Tucci. I'm not lying, bitch.
Oh, the bald man knows what to do with the coochie.
Susan Sarandon. Swarcy Ronan. Shersha. How'd she say her name? Shersha Ronan.
Shersha. Anyway. Okay, so why you think the title is Lovely Bones? I'm about to get into some spoilers. Wait, if you didn't catch it 20 years ago or whatever.
I didn't read the book. I didn't see the film in 2009. Lovely Bones is because they find her lovely bones buried under the bushes.
there's a murder, and with a title like The Lovely Bones, don't you think somebody's going to find some lovely bones? Somebody's going to stumble.
What did you think?
I don't know. The bone. you know when you're watching a movie and you're ready for them to say the title of the movie and you're like, oh, there it is. They did it. They said it. I was ready.
Listen.
Ready. If I had the lip sync, I was ready. If they were going to comb the cornfield and they were going to find a bone, somebody was going to scream, I found it. The lovely bones. Or something. Something.
You thought this was a whimsical movie about a beautiful skeleton.
Maybe. Stunning, even. Why, maybe.
Was it on TNT? Why were you watching this? Did you pull this up?
I don't know how it happened.
Did it have a 15-year anniversary that was playing at AMC Stubbs card?
No, it played in my living room. It was one of those, you know what we should watch? Have you ever seen Lovely Bones? And I said, okay, I haven't. But I've heard of these Lovely Bones. So I said, let's do it. Okay. Well, lo and or behold, we get to the end of the movie, and I'm going to spoil it, okay?
I've never seen it, so this truly is a spoil for me.
It's narrated by the little girl, the whole movie, and the little girl.
Little girl.
And the little girl at the beginning of the movie is like, so this is how I got murdered, or whatever, okay? And so, like, you know how it ends, okay? Well, at the end, she's all narrating still, and she's like, and maybe the connections that were formed because I went missing were the lovely bones after all. I was like,
what?
I was like, no, no, stupid, no.
What?
I hated it. I was like, it was very, well, maybe the friendships we formed along the way. I hated it. I was mad. I stood up. I said, uh-uh.
Did you guffaw?
I didn't even wait for the bloopers after the credits. I said, the bones are done. Maybe the lovely bones were the friendships formed along the way. Shut the hell up. Stay dead.
Her lovely bones were the sisterhood pants?
Yes. Her lovely bones were the sister pants. That's what, honestly, and I was like, stop trying to make this movie what you think it is. It was very weird, to be honest. It had such a weird tone. It was fun and silly, goofy whodunit, and then it was also murder. And
was it, I always thought it was a little like scary murder.
I thought it was too. Well, anyway. So, and that kind of got me down a dark path, because then I watched a documentary about, you know who Amy Bradley is?
It sounds familiar. I love a Dateline episode.
Well, there was like a Netflix three-parter, which could have been a 20-minuter of this.
Oh, wait, I think I did watch this.
The woman who went missing on the cruise.
Oh, no. It's on my to-watch list. No spoilers.
No spoilers. Well, let's just say I would love to edit it down to 20 minutes, because there's a lot of footage of people saying, hypothesizing over and over. Did she do this? Did this happen? And it's like they got that clip from everybody, and then they just turned it into three episodes. No, ma'am. We didn't need all that. Then I watched a JonBenet Ramsey thing, and I'm like, okay, enough with the missing women and girls. Find them!
Release the Epstein files.
Yes.
Honestly.
I also watched, I feel like I'm in a movie marathon right now. I watched Corpse Bride.
You're really into spooky viewings this October.
Well, have you seen Corpse Bride?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, maybe.
I'm going to say something, and it might be controversial. I never saw Corpse Bride. Okay. Well, I watched it. And I think it might be better than Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dang. So, what did the Rotten Tomatoes say?
I don't know. But, you know, I think Nightmare Before Christmas has a lot of nostalgia for the people. Corpse Bride kind of did it above and beyond. They did it a little bit better with a never any moments that I wanted to fast forward. Nightmare Before Christmas, when she's singing and she's all sad and singing, it's kind of like, okay, fast forward.
Do you take into account Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't. Who are they?
I was gonna say, what's your favorite movie?
Girl, I don't know. I mean, if I were to have to pick, what's your favorite movie?
Well, I say The Family Stone, which only is rated. Now, hold on. I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, which I don't really pay attention to, and I really hate when they're like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. What's the difference between would you say thermometer? Tomato meter. Thermometer.
I don't know.
What's the difference between the thermometer and the popcorn medometer?
Honey, I don't know. I think the thermometer is the official people and what they think. And then the popcornometer is the, like, the locals, the citizens, the fans, and what they think.
Thermometer is official reviewers. Popcorn, me and you are part of the popcorn medometer.
Okay.
And Siskel and Ebert are part of the thermometer.
Okay, well, at what point did they go from the popcornometer to the thermometer when they started getting booked and busy?
I don't know, but The Family Stone has a 52% on the thermometer and 63% on the popcometer.
Okay.
Well, so what's your favorite movie?
I've always said I love 500 Days of Summer. It's like it is a comfort movie in the same way Family Stone is for you.
Let's see. Oh, well, you're much better than me. 500 Days of Summer, certified fresh on the thermometer. It's 86% on the thermometer, 84% on the popcometer.
Okay. Do they have documentaries?
Yeah, probably. What do you want? Amy Bradley? What was it called?
No. you ever been in a documentary?
Service. Oh, yes. Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. I don't know if we.
Oh, my God.
Let's get the popcornometer. I need the popcorners. Snervous
is on Rotten Tomatoes.
Come.
Are you ready, folks?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous even.
Well, it's not certified fresh. Let's just say that.
Well, the haters were ready to push publish the second the movie went live. They knew what they were going to say before it came out.
40% on the thermometer, 58% on the popcometer.
Listen to the people. 58% of the people. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not something you're going to understand the first time you hear it. You're going to listen to it a couple times and you're going to be confused a little. You're going to go home. You're going to have it in your head. You're going to go. Maybe you're going to listen to it at the gym. You're going to watch it, at an Airbnb, and you're going to start to understand it more. It's one of those slow burners. You're going to get it once you get it. You're not going to get it right away.
Well, listen. I didn't click the reviews, but the most visible review, 5 out of 5 stars left on January 14th, 2023. So this was years later. And it says, where is the sequel? Coming soon? ?
What? Wow.
So the people, as you know, are clamoring.
Well, what's new? What's new about that, Mama Cat?
Anyways, so what were we talking about? Hey,
what?
Speaking of actors and actresses.
Sure.
Did you hear about Tilly Norwood?
That bitch. You know what she did to me?
She's homophobic.
She called me a faggot. She spit down my larynx. What's a larynx? She opened my throat and spit, and she said, eat that, faggot. I was like, who represents you? I need to file a complaint.
I heard Tilly Norwood homophobic, transphobic, and racist.
Yeah, we went to high school together. And she always used to be using the N-word. I was like, can she chill? Can somebody take her away?
She was like the real life Regina George, a bully.
Yeah, well, that's true.
She kicked the dog, this says.
I did know that. She came to my neighbor's house and she kicked his dog. It was crazy that day in the neighborhood. I was like, is that Tilly Norwood?
If they were going to make an AI actress, why name her Tilly Norwood and not Tilly Tommy Trout?
What? Tilly Tommy Trout? What?
Tilly Tommy Trout.
What is that? What does that mean? What is that?
You don't know about Tilly Tommy Trout?
No.
Name doesn't sound familiar to the other names, famous names, you know.
Millie Bobby Brown! You're right. Tilly Tolly. Tilly.
If they wanted an AI actress to name it Tilly, they could have really went with Tilly Tommy Trout.
Tilly Tommy Trout.
Tobby. Tilly, I guess it could be Tommy. Tilly Tommy Trout.
Tilly Tommy Trout Tonchovy.
She recently married John Cougar Mellencamp's son, so she's now Tilly Trubby Trown Mellencamp.
Oh.
Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, my God. And I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but...
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code Babbel at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Does she have an IMDb? Tilly Norwood, IMDb. What was she in?
Are you going to explain at all who we're talking about? There's this new AI actress who the studios are clamoring to work with. She's already got agents, managers, publicists, stylists, you name it.
Well, the creator of Tilly Norwood responded to the critics following fierce backlash in recent weeks, telling people on social media she is not a replacement for human beings.
Okay.
She's a creative work, a piece of art.
Boo! Tomato, tomato, tomato. You know what?
Like many forms of art before her, she sparks conversation. And that in and of itself shows the power of creativity.
Sure.
Clap if you agree.
Crickets. Crickets, mama. No, you know what? We look to artists to pull from their human experience. What can AI pull from except plagiarizing other people's human experiences at most? And where will credit be due? Well, it won't, because there's no regulations and we will all suffer because of it.
Was she in a movie recently?
She was on The Weakest Link. That's all they could book her on.
She was not. Are you kidding?
She's middle square. Yes, they're really pushing her. She's guest judging on Drag Race Israel.
She is the lead. She's the guest judge on Drag Race UK this week.
No, she's a rotating judge on Drag Race Israel. You know this. You know this, Corey. She's rotating.
I do. I do.
She's
I do.
Spinning.
Right.
She's spinning.
You're right. I do know this.
Yeah, and she's in the new Harry Potter remake as the bumbling Hermione.
Baby, there's no way J.K. Rowling thinks AI women are real women.
Oh, there's absolutely a way. The mold has gotten to her. Oh, you know what? If there's one thing Tilly Norwood has above all of us, is that the mold can't get to her.
I think you can mold out a computer.
There's only one way to find out.
Is she a computer or is she CGI?
She's not CGI. She's just kind of an entity.
I just think we've been doing CGI animals for years, and now everyone's got a problem with it being humans.
Oh, controversial.
Why was Paddington Bear not a real bear?
That's tea. Well, they couldn't get all the marmalade legally. I don't know. Maybe it was unethical.
If they can make Homeward Bound in like 92, why can't a bear go to Peru?
You're right. you're right.
That's the opening bars of my diss track.
Of Tilly Norwood?
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know if I need to see an AI rendering. To me, it's giving, what's that train movie? Polar Express. I think at best it's going to look scary, creepy. And to know that that's an AI, it's just scary, creepy. No, thank you. Now, what do you mean AI? So it's like it's going to decide to perform the lines however it wants, or is it just a programmed CGI and they're just going to have it execute like it's like, I don't know, a video game?
Who's writing Tilly Norwood's Oscar speech? That's what I want to know.
Oscar.
Academy Award. I don't know. Speaking of people making things, you see that Tina Turner sculpture?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm inclined to call it racist. I'm inclined to say this feels, it feels, I don't know. Okay, so where is it? What is it?
Tina Turner sculpture in Tennessee. It was an unveiling in Brownsville, Tennessee. A Tina Turner statue. If you haven't Googled it, we will now pause and let you Google
Hold
it.
Hold for Googling. Hold for Googling. Okay, you've seen it.
I'm looking at it again now. I mean, I'd put it in my backyard.
The wig? Honey!
Listen. Considering the other talking point I have on my bullets for today is the gay husbands that ordered the life-size silicone anatomically correct Henry Cavill doll and have created a TikTok for it.
Girl, that didn't come across my feed.
Let me just tell you, that silicone Henry Cavill doll looks real. Why? Who is the sculptress or sculptor who couldn't capture Tina's essence?
That's a great question. And you know what? I'm seeing a side by side of her in real life and the sculpture. The volume of the hair isn't necessarily incorrect. It just is. It's like, you know how some wax museum figures just, it doesn't translate.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you can melt those down, presumably. Wax.
You can melt anything down.
Can you wax, what is this, copper? I don't know. Can you melt copper? Maybe.
Now listen, I'm trying to click on the articles, but everything's locked behind a paywall.
Well, it's over.
I would love to read this, but New York Times has it behind a paywall. Let me see if I could go to USA Today. Is there a paywall?
Well, she's not life sizes. She's like double the size of a normal human, triple the size maybe.
I would say more than double. 10-foot bronze statue of Tina Turner unveiled in singer's hometown.
That's double me. 10 foot, 5 foot, 5 foot. That's less than double. Not more than double.
Helping to preserve her legacy, which we did not do when we snubbed her in the cycle ghosty category a couple years ago.
T. Well, they're doing more than we did, so more power to them. Where you said it's in Tennessee. We should go. Is it probably by Dollywood, maybe?
I don't know where Brownsville is.
Neither do I. Everything's walkable.
You didn't hear about the gays who bought the life-size anatomically correct Henry Cavill doll?
When you say anatomically correct, to what degree?
Well, in every video that they've shown of it without clothes on, they've draped a towel over its nether regions, which makes me believe that there's they're draping for a reason.
Cock. Hole.
They're draping because they had the sculptress put a cock on it, and I'm linking you to the pictures.
Sculptress?
I will send you the article link if you would like to click into the article.
Okay, so it's silicone, not, I mean, do you sculpt silicone? I don't know.
No, yeah, silicone, anatomically correct.
Okay, I mean, honestly, he's kind of hot, actually.
Yeah, and then the designer who made it has posted a few reels of himself designing it, comments turned off on both posts.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So
the purchaser is gay and married. He and his husband have been married for 13 years now, and they live in Texas with their doll. They created an Instagram for the doll, my_Cavill_companion.
Yes, I'm on it. Trust. Okay. So when will the doll meet Tilly Norwood? When will the doll do a Flesh Jack brand deal? When will the doll?
I mean, this says that they take pictures of him, Henry. Are we calling him Henry or my Cavill companion? They take pictures that they then use to turn into AI, then to bring him further to life. So
he could
be collabing with Tilly in our near future.
Whatever happened to just using your imagination? You know what's underrated? Thinking. Have you thought? Just think, just daydream about whatever this fantasy is you have. You don't need to go, you don't need to get a silicone life-size doll to take a picture of, to turn into AI, to live out the fantasy that you
baby.
Think you want. Baby, imagine.
You don't think that's $7,000 well spent? Could you have $7,000 worth of fun?
I could, but $7,000, will it appreciate in value? I think it's only going to get worn down in certain areas.
I think it's an investment piece. I think once it's TikTok takes off, I mean, you're just rolling in the ad money.
You're right. I do think, you know how some statues, and maybe this will happen to Miss Tina Turner's statue, some statues have wear and tear from the gropings of people coming by to take pictures.
Oh, you mean how every female statue that exists in the world has like handprints rubbed in on the titties?
Yeah, it's like extra shoe shined over any crotch or anything like that. It's like, it's like shining,
I'm unfortunately familiar with straight
shining
men,
gold.
Yes.
Well, the Henry Cavill doll, I do think, will experience some wear and tear in ways that we, the general public, will not be aware of until they're trying to resell for profit. And then I'm going to have to say, well, what's the condition of the nether regions? Lift the towel, my dear. And it's going to be cracked, dilapidated.
And
crusty.
In one of the videos, because it was like doing a real close up of like the body and the chest and the hands. And then it showed full. And then it showed full wide shot. And it has like feet like of a Ken doll. Like, didn't have toes, which bothered me.
Is it
extra for the toes, or do you just need it to have mannequin flat feet for standing purposes?
Well, gay people, if you're listening and you need me to, I can whittle those feet down. I can create. Listen, we're in a gig economy, okay? If you need somebody to do it, I'll do it, okay?
The gig is up, mama.
I know how to whittle these little nubbins down and give you some toes. If you need your Henry Cavill doll to step on shit and not just the soul, honey, call me.
If you need that Henry Cavill to show you his lovely bones.
Now, the Henry Cavill doll does not have lovely bones. No bones. Oops, no bones. None. So you're telling me I can bend the Henry Cavill doll any which way because no bones?
I don't know about that. I don't know where it bends. I don't know where it snaps.
Can I roll it to fit into a way bag?
I know the sculptress, the siliconista, would not give the price precise figure of the Henry Cavill doll, but said typically $7,000 to $12,000 to commission something similar.
It depends how many toes you're asking for, because the intricacies of the digits increases the intricacies of the digits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
girl, I got something to celebrate.
Let's hear it.
I'm done.
She's had it.
No more will you catch me in Pokemon Go doing 3 routes a day to collect Zygarde cells. I'm done. I've completed it. I got all of them. I've leveled up my Zygarde all the way.
He's maxed out completely?
Maxed out. Well, no, not maxed out.
I didn't think it was maxed out. I just thought it was fully evolved.
Fully evolved. So I just got all my Zygarde cells. You know how long that took me?
That what's crazy is I keep hearing that they're gonna do some thing for Zygarde up and coming where they'll probably be giving out cells and shit, and it's gonna piss me off.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. Because
you're gonna get a shiny hundo.
I have been diligent. I used a bottle cap on it. It's maxed out. It's not maxed out. It's perfect. It's fully evolved. It's over, and I'm using all my XL candies on it. It's, you know, it's like.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Nobody else will be.
Thank you. I am proud of you.
What are you doing in Pokemon Go right now?
Oh, well, I just finished maxing out. Well, not maxing out. I was leveling up a Corsola that I, one of the ghost Corsolas that I had for the Great League, because it's a really good fighter in the Great League. It took some walking. I needed lots of XL candies, and oh my gosh, I almost timed it perfectly where it became my best buddy like the day before I needed like one more XL candy the day it became my best buddy. It was iconic timing.
Mm. Wow.
I hate when I have to keep walking it for candy and it's already a best buddy.
I get that. I know that. I feel that.
So now I'm just really like, what am I walking next? What's next? I didn't really have any. I didn't know what I was going to walk next.
Back
to the Flapples for the new Flapple shit again.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. There's going to be more new types of apples coming.
And I didn't know the little teapot came in like a matcha version, apparently. The more teapots coming out.
Coming for Halloween.
I have a hundo, one of those teapots, which I thought would be cute to max out because it would just be fun to leave it at a gym.
Do you have a antique form? Certainly.
No, I have not gotten the antique form.
Oh, wow.
I only have knockoff cheap shit.
Oh, me too. Shit.
Well,
okay. Where can people find you?
Well, I left a whole minute to talk about the Taylor Swift album. Guess we won't. People can find me. People can find me getting the Snervous reviews up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Come on, folks.
And you can find me spotted by the paparazzi out at where are we? Well, we're at the mall, really, me and Tilly Norwood. You'll see it in the tabloids. Oh, you'll Dang. See.
I think you mean Tilly Tobby Troun.
Tilly Tobby Troun is over.
Bye.